Hi, and welcome to another year of Real Nurse Stories. I can't quite believe that it's 4 years now since I started my podcast, and here we are in 2024. I just wanted to share with you today a little bit around what can you do to boost your confidence when you're not feeling particularly confident, and how you can change your mindset and just start to think differently about something. Many of my coaching clients struggle with not feeling confident in all kinds of roles and settings, so please don't think that it's just you. It never is just you. When we talk about these things, we often find that other people will admit to feeling exactly the same way. And it doesn't matter how long you've been a nurse, there will always be points in your career when you don't always feel confident. The most obvious situation is when you move to a new role and suddenly you find yourself in an unfamiliar situation of not feeling confident. Sometimes you'll hear people refer to this as being out of your comfort zone. And this is a normal reaction and nothing to be scared of. And we do forget that sometimes. We forget that changing job or changing hospital or even changing country, going to work in a different country as a nurse, all of those experiences take you out of your comfort zone, and it's almost like you go back to that feeling of being a student. You don't know where anything is, you don't know who anybody is, and you're not familiar with the processes and the systems. And conversely, that can be one of the things that stop people from moving, because there's the saying that there's no growth in the comfort zone. What do we mean by that? Well, how I interpret that is if we get very comfortable in a role and we know how everything works, we know all the systems and processes, and we know who everybody is, we do kind of get comfortable in that situation. And when you get comfortable, you don't always learn in the same way. So whilst changing a role is challenging, it's also very good for our personal and professional development, because we're learning new things, we're taking ourselves out of a comfort zone, and that can be a good thing. I always talk a lot and write a lot about mindset, and particularly what we say to ourselves and how what we say can become our reality if we let that take hold. So what do I mean by that? Well, if we say something to ourselves long enough, our brain's very good at believing that. So an example of that would be if you ever find yourself saying any of these statements: I can't do something, or I'm no good at something, or I can't figure out how to do whatever it is you're wanting to do. It could be that you say, I haven't found a job that I like, or I don't know how to do something. The curious thing is, if you add the word yet to each of those statements that I've just read out, it starts to change how you think about something. For example, I can't do that yet. I haven't found a job that I like yet. I can't figure out how to do this yet. And what adding the word yet does to a statement is it allows you to speak more kindly to yourself by giving yourself permission to be able to learn how to do whatever it is that you're wanting to learn. Let's think about this in a nursing context for a moment. If you're recently qualified, you might think to yourself, I don't have the skills and experience to apply for that perfect job that you've seen. If you change this statement to, I don't have the skills and experience yet, however, I'm willing to learn and do whatever it takes to acquire those skills, so I will be in a good position for the next time I see a similar position advertised. Can you see how this type of statement opens up your mind to possibilities? Let's have a look at another example. So you know that your CV needs to be updated and you're struggling to do this. You might say to yourself, I can't figure out how to do this. If you change this statement to, I can't figure out how to do this yet, and I know that I need some help with this, you're shifting from a mindset of a negative no can do to a more of a positive statement. I can't do it yet, but with help, I will be able to do. So that's an example of what we call a growth mindset, because instead of ruling out updating your CV and saying, oh, I can't do it, it's too hard, I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just not going to do it, you're now exploring ways to figure out how to update your CV and starting to explore who can help you with that. Is there somebody that you can learn from? Do you want to work with somebody professionally who will help you to update your CV? And it's like anything, the more you practice this small mindset hack, the better you get at it, and the more your confidence will grow as a result. And I think we so often forget that a lot of these things are in our control. And I work with a lot of nurses through coaching who really struggle with confidence, and their confidence is affected very much by how they talk to themselves. And the good thing is that you can learn how to catch that by re-correcting yourself when you hear yourself saying negative things about yourself. Catch that thinking and just change it to a more positive, kind way to speak to yourself. And that way your brain begins to accept, okay, I can't do this yet, but I'm willing to learn how to try. And that's an example of something that can be applied to any situation in nursing. I've given you two examples there, but it's, you know, often when I work with nursing clients, one of the biggest issues is the transition from being a great clinician to being new in a leadership role. And that's where the confidence issue really starts to have an impact, because many nurses feel like they don't know what they don't know. They've been promoted on the back of being a great clinical nurse, but actually when they get into a leadership role, they suddenly realise, I don't know what I don't know here. And that reluctance to be able to hold your hands up and say that to somebody is really difficult, because then the fear of what other people might think starts to creep in. And if I admit that I don't know what I'm doing and I'm flying by the seat of my pants, it kind of loses your street cred as a clinical nurse. So I totally get that feeling and why people feel that way. What I'm trying to say to you is, it doesn't have to be that way. There's lots of techniques and tools that you can learn that can help you manage that transition from being a great clinical nurse to being a leader. And sometimes these very practical tools are not taught in nurse leadership classes. You know, they're things that we find out by trial and error, or they're things that we find out by watching someone who's a good leader and memo to self, I'm going to try that. So it can be a real baptism of fire. It doesn't have to be that way. It's very common. I find this a lot with the clients that I work with, that they come to me and they struggle and they don't have those practical foundations around what is it that I need to know to do my job well and to learn and grow as a leader, because nobody steps into a leadership role knowing exactly what they're doing. It's part of our development. Each job that we go to following our first appointment into a leadership or a management role, you build on that experience. So it's a continuous process of learning and developing. Some of that's through observation, some of that's through training and personal development. There's all different ways that you can start to grow your, what I call your leadership toolbox. So if you're listening to me talking about mindset today and about that transition from clinical, great clinical nurse to a leadership role, and you're thinking, yep, that's me 100%. I do not know what I'm doing. I'm flying by the seat of my pants. I go home stressing about, have I made the right decision? I'm suffering from imposter syndrome because I just feel like I shouldn't be here because I don't know enough. Then please understand that you're not on your own. Many, many nurses struggle with that transition. What I would say to you is, if you want some help with that, please reach out to me. We can have a chat about ways that I can help you. It doesn't have to be that you suffer in silence. There are many, many practical things that working with me as a coach, I can help you to do to add to your leadership toolbox. So if you've enjoyed listening to this episode today, I would love to hear your feedback. Please drop me some comments in. So I really like to hear what people have to say when they listen to my podcast. And if you do need some help and you're struggling with managing the transition, please reach out to me.